Hey everyone, welcome to Money and Mom, where we help navigate retirement with financial expert advice and some motherly love. Now today we're going to talk about the five biggest surprises in retirement that you might have, and we're going to get this perspective from someone who's already retired, who is my mom. Now the benefit that we have when interviewing my mom is it's not going to come from a financial advisor's perspective, it's going to come from a person that's already retired who also lives with a bunch of people or around a lot of people that are already retired. So she's going to help us navigate some of these five biggest mistakes that or five biggest surprises that we have in retirement. And then we're going to give some ideas on how to help avoid some of those potential problems or help us make sure that we're not going to be concerned about those through retirement. What's surprising though was the fifth surprise that she had, because it's something that was or is usually taken care of for us when we're working. It's not usually taken care of for us when we are retired. So make sure you tune in and listen to the whole episode. Hey everyone, welcome to Money and Mom, where we're gonna help navigate retirement with expert advice and motherly love. So Mom, welcome to our first podcast together. I know we've been talking about this for a while, but I think it's important because it's gonna give a different perspective to retirement planning. There's a lot of different podcasts around financial planning or retirement planning, and it's only from the financial advisor's perspective. It doesn't ever come from the retirement person's perspective. So I think what's going to be fun about this is you and I can talk about the retirement and what it means to you, and also on the financial planning side, because I know I help you with the financial planning stuff. I know Dad has helped with that for a long time. And I know this is going to be important for other people to understand how it's going to help them and not just come from a financial planner's perspective. So welcome.
Thank you.
So today we're going to talk about the five biggest surprises that we had when we retired. And I think your scenario is really great just because technically you're not retired. I mean, like if we want to put like a technical term to it, I think you've never really retired. I think a lot of people struggle with retiring. Like actually retiring, like they want to keep busy. But we're going to talk more like not just retiring, like away from the job so much. We're going to talk about the financial side too, but talk about both sides, because I think it's important that when you do retire, things are different. And I think it's important to talk about the five biggest surprises, you know, financially, but also on the emotional, the mental side too. Cause I thought, you know, what was really funny when you both retired or, you know, quote unquote retired, all of a sudden Dad became more busy around the house. And then he just like started complaining about like all of a sudden he's like putting stuff, like fixing things around the house, which he never did. And he's like, what's this doing here? What's that doing there? And why aren't you putting this away? Or why is this like that? Or like put away the hose, or, you know, then he's like doing a bunch of home projects and things I've never seen him do before. So I think it's really important to talk about not just the financial side, but also the emotional. But let's just start off with some of the financial things. What was the first biggest surprise that you had financially when you first retired?
Yeah. And before we get into that, I want to just kind of give kind of a beginning or a little bit of you know, my surroundings. We both retired to Fort Myers, Florida. And so there are a lot of people who have retired. So it's not only my experience that I can speak to, but it's from watching other people go through a lot of the same things. And there are many of them. So it might be a little bit different than what you might have if I was doing this straight in Minnesota, where I'm not surrounded by so many people who are in kind of the same boat, so to speak. And so there were common themes that always came up. So I will answer your first question, which was on the financial.
Yeah.
But that's just to give you a little bit of background as to where I'm coming from. And it's interesting that you brought up the fact that your dad started doing the house projects, because I've been watching his brother, who retired about a year ago, and that's exactly what he's doing too. So anyway, when it comes to the financial side of things, determining how much income you really, really need, I think it's a surprise to a lot of people. You really don't know. I was fortunate in that my husband was pretty financially adept. So I didn't have to worry as much. When I lost him though, then all of a sudden it's, you know, how much do I really need? You're just kind of shocked at the amount of expenses that you do have. And it's usually a lot more than you think. The other thing that comes up is, you know, being prepared for things that are unexpected, because it seems like there's a new roof on a house, a car does something that you didn't expect, medical expenses, which start accumulating as you get older, and how little you get from Social Security is, you know, it's kind of a shock that, hey, wait a minute, that's all that you get from Social Security. How do you make up the difference?
Yeah. So let's step back real quick, because you talked about like three things there.
Yep.
So the first was your income. So not planning your income or not knowing your income. And I think what you told me before was you didn't realize how much you actually are spending. So you're actually spending more than you really think you are. And that was maybe a bit of a shock. I think the other thing is, like, when you guys retired, you didn't like just like sit on a log. You went and traveled. Like you did a lot of travel. Right. And that's not cheap.
Right. Yeah. And so those are all things to consider. You know, what are you going to do with your time? And what are all those things going to cost you? I mean, in some ways, they always say some expenses go down. However, one of the things that I have noticed is as people retire, as they get older, they tend to eat out more. And eating out is extremely expensive. And you may drink more. And that's very expensive. You know, just your social life changes. You're able to do things that you weren't able to do before.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny because this is now diving a little bit on the emotional side where you're staying more busy, right? You have to stay busy in retirement. Right. And sometimes when you stay busy, you're spending more money. And I remember, you know, when you guys first retired, you moved down to Florida and I'd call you up and, you know, I'd call dad up. I used to call dad a lot because, you know, I started my financial planning business and I'd call him up. He's like, hold on, I'm at the club. Can I call you back later? You guys would always be at one of the clubs. You guys both joined. You joined a yacht club, two yacht clubs. And the funny thing is, I always tell this people, the funny thing is you joined two yacht clubs, but you don't even have a yacht or a boat. Like you just did it for the social part of it. But the funny thing with that is like, yeah, you have a lot of friends and you guys were going on like motorcycle trips and you guys were always busy. Like whenever I called you, you guys were doing something. You weren't like just sitting watching TV. You were doing something, which usually means if you're doing something, there's usually money involved.
Right. But, you know, others, I mean, we were fortunate to be able to belong to a yacht club, so to speak. Other people belong to do church events. And the common comments that I've heard is that a lot of people, when they first retire, they're busier than they ever were before because they're doing more of those kinds of things. And while we were working full time, we didn't have a lot of time for social events. When your kids were little, I was carting kids around and then we're working. And we didn't have social events. So we had no concept of what that all entailed. And so once we kind of retired, then those social events become a bigger part of your whole life.
So the first, okay, so let's just go back. So the first biggest surprise was how much money you're actually spending or the income planning. Now, the one thing that we try to do is we try to create a financial plan that gives you income without spending your principal. So giving you dividends and interest without spending your principal. And so the idea is to try to build an income portfolio that gives you that dividends and interest. And I remember talking to dad back in 2008 when the market was down. I'm like, Dad, aren't you worried about the market? And he's like, nope, I still have my dividends and interest. And I know that's something that we've kind of had to go over because we lost dad a couple of years ago and the markets, you know, markets haven't been the best, but you know, We still follow that same philosophy. We still follow the dividends and interest philosophy so that you have that income so you don't feel like you're running out, because that was one of the other big fears that you had.
Yep.
Was running out of money. Now that's the number one fear that people have, but I don't think people like really can put it down into like perspective, like they can't really narrow down why they feel like they're going to run out of money. And I think it really comes down to the income. Like if, you know, I remember when dad passed away, you said, hey, I need more income. Now we gave you more income. I don't think you're worried as much about running out of money now that you have more income. Is that a fair statement?
Yes. And you know, when Eldon was, my husband, was healthy, he was taking care of our investments. And he was making sure that we were getting the right amount of dividends. The last couple of years that he was sick, he was unable to do that. And so our income started going down because he wasn't able to pay the attention that needed to be done on those investments. And that's kind of, you know, when, after he died and we started speaking, I was like, how do I keep this going? How do I get this better? Was my big concern, because I knew our expenses are always coming up. And I knew it needed to get back to where it had been when he had been really healthy and paying attention to the income.
So that kind of leads us into the second, you know, biggest surprise that you had, which was the unexpected expenses. Mm-hmm. And some of these things are probably pretty cliche, right? I mean, I feel like it's like a broken record. People always say these things, and you hear financial advisors say these things. I think it's just different when I hear it from you, because like, I know how much money you have. I feel like you're financially stable, but you still worry about those things.
Yes. I'm less worried now that I have a better picture of what all the expenses are. I have a better idea of all the things that are going to happen. But the other thing that happens to you when you retire, you probably have been in a same house for a long time. And that's when, as you retire, you know, medical things start happening to you, but then stuff starts happening to your house too, where you need a new roof, mm-hmm. or you need, you know, something like we had the stairway kind of fall away from the side of the house. So you have to get that fixed. You know, painting needs to be done, those kinds of things, because your house is older, or things like the dryer going, and, you know, all those kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in a rather new house and my dishwasher already went, and we had to replace our dishwasher and our refrigerator. But so those things always come up. I also know, like, when you had an issue where your house kind of flooded over the summer in Florida, where, you know, you had insurance cover it, but then you also put some upgrades into it at the same time. So I hear a lot of our clients, they'll, you know, now that they have the time, they start to look at upgrading their home, because they're saying, right. Hey, you know what? We are going to stay here for the rest of our lives. We do want to make it nicer. The kids are out of the house. And so then they kind of upgrade things, or they remodel their kitchen or the bathrooms and that kind of thing to kind of, you know, make it a little bit more pleasant to live and stay there. So those things come up. The other thing that is probably more, you know, hits home more to us is probably the medical expenses. I know you mentioned that also mm-hmm. before I stopped you. I think when Dad has always talked to us about money, his biggest reasons why he saved money were, one, to make sure he could provide for any medical surprises that came up, and also to help, you know, create memories, you know, not to leave money behind, but to create memories or to be able to spend time with the family. But medical expenses, I know, are, you know, like you're still hobbling around right now. You've been going through something for 5 months where your ankle's been hurting, you had the fracture, now your knee is hurting. And, you know, like, I don't know what those bills look like, but I know that, you know, when Dad had cancer and stuff, that stuff was way different. You guys went down to Arizona, you were staying in a condo, renting a condo so you could get special treatment from someone down in Arizona. Like, all that stuff costs money. And I think some people don't think about they might think about the major expenses that might come along, and they just say, well, by that time I'm going to pass away, right? But there's also the little things, like what you're dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm. The long-term things, the extra things that you might have. A lot of it is covered, you know, through the insurance and whatever, so you don't have to worry about that. But there are things that make it easier for you if you can cover some additional things. So when I was in Florida, for example, I was able to have somebody come into the house and help me for a couple of weeks, you know, when it was hard to get around. And that was not covered. And it was nice that I was able to do that. That would be some of the extra expense that you would have there. Now, you know, as far as the medical expenses, so far, most of them have been covered. But anything additional that might make my life easier isn't.
And also, I know you also mentioned like drug costs. You know, that was probably mm-hmm. surprising. Yes.
Yeah, and quite frankly, and probably everybody who is of retirement age know that drug costs can be really astronomical. And a lot of the ones that I have are only partially covered. So you might have a $300 drug, you know, that you take, you know, you take three pills every day, and it's $300 every time you have to refill it. And, you know, or even more depending on the type of drug. And, you know, that's hard to prepare for.
Yeah. Cause that's stuff that can just come up randomly. You know, you don't really plan, you know,
right.
You might be healthy going into retirement. You don't have those drug costs, and then all of a sudden they can come up. I think, so you mentioned the extra expense as far as having someone come in. I think that goes back to, again, the income. I feel like you were able to hire somebody to come in and help, you know, the extra PT, because you knew you had the income. I think if you, I don't know, but I think that if you didn't know you had that extra income coming in, or that income coming in, I don't know if you would have felt comfortable spending that money to get the extra help.
I would not have. And I even kind of questioned it, even though I knew I could. I kind of put it off because it seemed like kind of a waste. But eventually it got to the point where, you know, I kept hurting myself. So it was like, you know, I got to do something. You know, I fell on my crutches, so I broke my knee. I fell again. So, you know, that kind of thing. So then it was kind of saying, hey, wait a minute, you need a little bit of extra.
So yeah, you need that little bit of extra help. I mean, when Dad was around, and Dad was sick, you were the one doing everything, right? You were doing the laundry, right, helping him out, and you know, making his meals. He didn't have to worry about it. Now that you're alone and you're down in Florida, it's hard. You know, we're up in Minnesota. It's hard for us to help you, unless, you know, we're flying down there constantly. But that's the other, you know, if you don't want to drag your family into it, or if you don't have family to bring into it, it's going to be hard. That's why it's nice to have that income, knowing that you can have the confidence of that income coming in to have that extra expense if you want. I think also it's nice to have a good wife, or for you to have a good daughter-in-law that can come over when you are in Minnesota. I know my wife's been coming over there quite a bit to help out in Minnesota. But otherwise, it's, again, one of those scenes where I think it comes down to the income. I don't know if you'd spend it. I don't think you'd spend it if you didn't have a decent amount of income coming in.
Right. I mean, I was fortunate in Florida that I had neighbors that could help me with, like, simple things like taking the garbage out. I couldn't do that. I couldn't go out and get my mail, so I had a neighbor bring my mail in every day. But I had good neighbors. I don't know what it was.
Hold on, because there's a good story around your neighbor. Because your neighbor is 85?
87.
87. Okay. So here you have an 87-year-old neighbor
taking care of me.
Taking care of you. And how old are you?
70.
70? Okay. So here's this 87-year-old, really nice lady, right? She's driving you around. She's bringing out your trash cans, your recycling. So it's nice to have like a good community to live in.
Right.
But I think that's but if she wasn't there, I mean, it's hard. And I see it from some of our clients. I just had a client come in yesterday who was helping taking care of her mom, and she was able to retire a little bit early to go be able to take care of her mom. So sometimes that, you know, a different, you know, flip flop of a scenario comes up too, where, it's important to be with those people, and that way her mom didn't have all this extra medical expense, so that, but she was able to do that because she had the income and not worry about, you know, so much. So I think that everything kind of keeps going back to me for the, you know, making sure your income set up, which was your number one, you know, biggest surprise. But you also said Social Security was very little too.
Yeah. It just always kind of shocks me that it is so little.
Well, believe it or not, it's the number one income source for, it's like 74% of Americans rely on Social Security as their number one income source, or something close to that. And it's kind of scary to think if we all rely on Social Security that much, right? Or if it's not that much and it's their number one income source, it's tough for people. So to have this extra, you know, to have your money give you more income because you can't rely on Social Security as your number one income source, we really shouldn't rely on it as our number one income source, I think is important too.
Yeah. Your drugs, for example, could cost you your big
entire
part
social
of
security check.
Your entire social security check. Possibly, yes. Yeah. And, you know, heaven help if you had to replace a roof.
Yeah. What's the last biggest surprise that you've had when you're retiring?
Taxes, I think. You know, the amount of taxes, property taxes. You know, living in Florida, you don't have income tax. So that is a plus, but if
still
I were
federal income tax, but not state
federal,
income tax.
But not, yeah. But still, you know, it's still how much it is, how much you have to shell out, how much you have to pay for both property taxes and federal income tax, and being prepared to do so.
I think the difference is before, you know, taxes for most people, it was taken out for them. It was taken out of their paycheck for them. And so when they look at their Social Security or they're looking at their income that's coming from other sources, they're not calculating taxes into it because it's not built in. So like when most people get their paycheck, right, when the check comes in, it's already been, you know, a lot of the taxes have already been taken out. So then you just, here's my net amount, which is when we do our financial planning, I typically ask people what's going into your bank account. You know, not so much how much are you making, but what's going into your bank account. So that way we can plan around how much income are you used to getting, and is that a comfortable lifestyle for you? So we have the five biggest surprises as far as financially. There's also some surprises when it comes to when we emotionally, and I think what we should do is do our next episode on kind of the five biggest surprises emotionally or mentally that we need to do to make sure that we don't, you know, become a vegetable, don't become bored, live a longer life that we are happy with. And I, you know, Dad wrote a book, I have it back here. You know, one of the biggest things that he said, the last page, it says, I don't know if it can get any better than the life I've had. I'm very grateful. After my first diagnosis of cancer, I wrote a letter to CFG employees titled "To the Wolves of the Pack." Listed some of the items I would change. I said I would get angry slower, forgive faster and easier, and make love more often. I think I've improved most of those changes I wanted. What would I change now? Thought about an answer to this for several days. I don't have an answer, which means I'm satisfied with my life. It doesn't get any better than that. So I thought, you know, that always hit home. And I always thought to me, for myself, that I hope all my clients or all the people that we talk to through this podcast, through the videos, through all the content that we do, I hope that people can say the same thing, can say that they're satisfied with their life and it doesn't get any better than that. So I know for you, Mom, I know it's not easy to always talk about Dad because we miss him. But, you know, I think that's, you know, that last part there is pretty important. And I think, okay, you know, it's kind of why we wanted to build this podcast together and give a different perspective and something that people can hear from other people that are retired and where they can also know what to experience or potentially experience and then be prepared for it.
I agree.
Well, great. Well, until next time, Mom, I look forward to it. And we'll talk about the five biggest things that you need to be prepared for retirement mentally.
All right. Talk to you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Investment advisory services offered through Assured Retirement Financial Group, DBA CFG Retirement Inc., a registered investment advisor in the state of Minnesota.